The Basketball Kidnappings. How the Good People of Hyde Park Are Sucking the Life Out of Urban Childhood by William Upski Wimsatt. Hyde Park basketball courts had remained stubbornly black as areas around them whitened and went upscale. The courts were under suspicion, and the older players knew it. But discretion was of no avail. The courts were being swept away. The first to go was the most perfect court known to man. It was situated among the trees just off Lakeshore Drive, its eastern basket facing the lake. Gliding to that basket, with lake and sky beyond, gave you the illusion of flight. The second court to disappear was less beautiful, but much loved by its players. Shortly before the annual tournament, the backboards were taken down and carted away under cover of darkness. Brent Staples, Parallel Time. That was in the 1970s. There are now no public basketball hoops in Hyde Park. Last summer, I was walking down an alley off 55th Street. A white father and two boys were playing basketball inside a gated yard. In a parking lot across the alley sat six black boys of comparable age, noticeably sullen. I went over to the black boys. "Why don't you play?" "They won't let us." "Did you ask?" "Yeah, they said no." "Will you ask for us?" "Will I ask for you?" "Oh, I'm white too." "Excuse me, I was wondering if there's any chance we could pl—" "No, sorry. This is our yard. This is private property," the father said. I walked over to the black boys and shrugged. "This is private property," one of them repeated. "Dang," said the youngest. "If I had a court, I'd let them play." "I wouldn't," said another, "because they don't let us play. We should build our own hoop, so when they come, we can say, 'No, you can't play.'" They sometimes used a hoop they made by nailing a milk crate to an electric pole in the alley. "There's too much glass in the alley," one said. I looked at the alley. It was covered with glass. The pavement was more pock than pave. And the building manager takes their hoop down. The boys have tried nailing their milk crates up in two other alleys, but each time the hoops were mysteriously torn down the same night. "What's your name?" the oldest of the boys said to me, scowling. He shook my hand and introduced himself as Sean, surprising me with friendliness. "People are going to get ruthless around here in the summer if there's no hoops," he said. "Black kids have nothing to do in this neighborhood. That's how they get into trouble. The only other courts are at the neighborhood club, and you have to pay to become a member. Then, at 47th and 43rd, all the other ones have been torn down. They tried to say it was gang activity. Basketball is what keeps people out of trouble." "I know. I used to be in all kinds of trouble," chimed in the youngest. "They need to put up a whole bunch of courts and spread them around so everyone won't be crowded onto one court." The only place on my block kids could play basketball was outside Alex O'Hara's building because his parents owned the apartment. Ms. O'Hara has to fight the neighbors just to keep her kids' milk crate up. When she told me the names of the neighbors, there were two Hyde Park liberal families whose own kids used to play in the alley with me. Every day in the summer, 20 kids were out there playing. Ms. O'Hara supplied popsicles and took them in if they needed a place to stay. Now even the O'Hara's milk crate is gone. "It's very sad," said a woman who's lived on the block for 35 years. "All the kids used to play in the alley. Now they're all upstairs with computers. The kids' lives today are all programmed. You look at the alley today, there's not a kid playing." "What's the most fun you guys have on the block?" I asked a racially mixed group of four boys, whose parents have just purchased them a portable basketball hoop. "Three summers ago, we had so much fun. We used to play kickball in the alley every night, and basketball, and baseball." It's as if the only way to have fun is to play sports. When I was a kid growing up, way back in the 80s, sports weren't the only thing for kids in Hyde Park to do. On my block, we had trees to climb and rooftops on which to build clubhouses, basements to break into and hallways to steal light bulbs from, snowballs to throw at passing cars and at each other, cars to skitch in the wintertime, and delivery trucks to ride, gangways, alleys, and yards to play all block tag in, garbage chutes to slide down, mulberry trees and grapevines to eat off, tourists at the Museum of Science and Industry to mess with, drunks to play tricks on, other kids to meet and play with just walking around, other neighborhoods to walk to see what would happen, water to squirt, mud to make mud castles, warm tar to have tar fights, pedestrians to sell lemonade to, junk and garbage to build things out of, bugs, alley cats, squirrels, and birds to play with, lobbies to read people's magazines in. Sports fell near the bottom of the list. Who needed toys? We had imaginations. We had a neighborhood. The tar pit was replaced by a parking lot. Mulberry trees and vines got cut. Our rooftop clubhouses got barbed wired. Abandoned garages were raised, gangways sealed, fences erected, and buzzer systems switched to outer doors of lobbies. The museum charges admission now, and the block next to ours is gated off. The block next to my house is a gated community. You have to have a special key card just to walk down what used to be a public sidewalk. I used to play in their park. Now, I have to go all the way around the block and hop a fence. They call it urban renewal. I call it nailing shut the window of communication between urban kids and adults, rich and poor, whites and blacks. The city that created people like me doesn't exist anymore. 50 years ago in my neighborhood, before there was air conditioning, families used to sleep outside in the park on summer nights. 25 years ago, my parents met while watching the African drummers at the park by the lake. Now it's illegal to play instruments there because of complaints from residents living in the high-rises more than a block away. If the people who make the rules in Hyde Park had had their way a few years earlier, my parents never would have met and I never would have been born. No wonder I grew up feeling like the people who called the shots in my neighborhood didn't care about me. They don't. And they definitely didn't care about the black kids. No wonder we wanted to write graffiti and break windows. It's bad enough they're building more tollways and gated communities in the cornfields, sucking away resources, jobs, and transit from existing communities, including present-day suburbs. But even in the city, suburb-inspired zoning has made it illegal to build alleys and mixed-use buildings with apartments located above storefronts. Why do you think there's a shortage of moderately priced housing? It all used to be in alleys and above storefronts. That's part of why we have a housing crisis in this country. And when did restaurants, movies, sports, and cultural events become the essence of urban social life? 10 years from now, demographics predict there will be more middle-agers and teenagers in the population, which means my block is going to be even more alienated. It's going to take a couple more Kathy O'Hara's to keep my block from getting a lot worse. I have something for you to do this summer. Get to know the kids on your block. Invite them into your house before they invite themselves in. Find out what they need before they take it from you. In Hyde Park, to begin with, kids need basketball courts.